Senegalese musician King Ibu mixes a velvet voice with African beats and American blues. But when he moved to Las Vegas a decade ago, he found himself singing American pop tunes in casinos on the Strip. Lee Patterson reports on how the Senegalese star finally found his way in Sin City.
The typical Vegas lounge singer evokes an image of an aging star, surrounded by neon lights while he croons, hoping his hairpiece stays in place. Las Vegas musician King Ibu is anything but.
Don't you worry about a thing. Everything's gonna be all right.
Tall, dark, and handsome, this soulful singer has a smile a mile wide and a voice that's taken him around the world from his native Senegal.
Yo a la sur mi mi bobo. A bobo bobo den yo bobo.
I've played with Pancho Sanchez, with a Cuban percussionist. You know, I've played with legends such as Carlos Santana. You know, it's not given to any kid from my hometown, Poro, to play with such a name.
And then, a decade ago, Ibu moved to Las Vegas to play in a casino cover band, a gig he thought would allow him to bring his music to American listeners. But these days, he manages a retail store to pay the bills. As it turns out, selling African music in Sin City is just as hard as it sounds.
Man, I'm Africa. Heteroboji bibema. Man, I'm Africa. Heteroboji bibema.
It was the toughest thing to do because I couldn't find anybody else from Africa here or somebody that has a decent understanding of African music, the rhythms, etc. And that's when really I hit a wall.
Eventually, Ibu found other ways to collaborate, playing music with friends back in Africa and doing live shows when he can. But Las Vegas wasn't the first place that Ibu struggled to be part of a music scene. It was in his hometown, a village called Podor, situated on the border of Senegal and Mauritania.
I come from a family where you're not supposed to play music because they have the caste system back home. So if you come from a noble family, you don't touch instruments. You have what they call your griots playing music for you. And every opportunity I've had them at the house, if they've come to the house playing, I wanted to be sitting amongst them.
Here in Las Vegas, a world away from his childhood home, Ibu has recently found a collaborator, live and in the flesh.
Good for coming in. Good to see you.
A musician named Peter Fand, who moved to Las Vegas to play for Cirque du Soleil, but had lived and worked in Africa for many years.
Although there's not a lot of people here playing in this form, the people that I found have been sort of par excellence. And that's kind of exciting, because even if it's not a big scene, I have a feeling we're going to make something that's a very rich scene here.
They rehearse a song Ibu wrote for children who were orphaned during Rwanda's genocide in the mid-1990s.
I realized after, you know, reading and learning about what's going on in the world, I wanted to be a voice for the third world. Africa is not only disease. Africa is not only war. It's not only poverty.
Mama Africa, can you hear your children cry? War and disease.
A message coming from an African singer in the American desert that he hopes to take around the world.
Your daddy is such a load.
For The World, I'm Lee Patterson, Las Vegas.